Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to consider attending the Hope Restored Trauma Intensive, happening September 12th to 15th in Kissimmee, Florida. If you are looking for a safe space to share your hard story, where you will be seen and heard, if you need help working through your past or present day trauma, if you want to be in a community where women will hold space for your pain and point you to Jesus and his healing grace, this intensive might be for you. Anne Simmons, Brenda Stewart, and I have partnered to bring you a weekend of spiritual encouragement, deep work, biblical teaching, and clinical practices. We have limited the intensive to a small, intimate gathering, so sign up as soon as possible. Learn more by clicking the link in the show notes. Now for today's episode. Psalm 90, English Standard Version. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 90 in the Amplified Bible. Lord, you have been our dwelling place, our refuge, our sanctuary, our stability in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or even before you had given birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are the eternal God. You turn man back to dust and say, "Return to the earth, O children of mortal men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep, forgotten as soon as they are gone. In the morning, they are like grass which grows anew. In the morning it flourishes and springs up. In the evening it wilts and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been terrified. You have placed our wickedness before you, our secret sins which we tried to conceal, you have placed in the revealing light of your presence. For all our days pass away in your wrath. We have finished our years like a whispered sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or even, if because of strength, 80 years. Yet their pride in additional years is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone, and we fly away. Who understands the power of your anger? Who connects this brevity of life among us with your judgment of sin? And your wrath? Who connects it with the reverent fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days that we may cultivate and bring to you a heart of wisdom. Turn, O Lord, from your fierce anger. How long will it be? Be compassionate toward your servants. Revoke your sentence. Oh, satisfy us with your loving kindness in the morning, now, before we grow older, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad in proportion to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have suffered evil. Let your work, the signs of your power, be revealed to your servants, and your glorious majesty to their children. And let the gracious favor of the Lord our God be on us. Confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.